朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
昨天晚上我们读到福音的大使命。
Yesterday we talked about the Great Commission.
让我们再重新读一下。
Let us read it once more.
马太福音28章。
Matthew chapter 28.
18-20节。耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age.
这里特别提到是万民做我的门徒。
Here, especially emphasized to make disciples of all nations.
所以我们知道神爱世人。
So we know God loves everyone.
在我们开始信息时，我们一起祷告。
So let us all bow and pray.
所以耶稣，我们求你把这个爱世人的心放在我们里面。
Jesus Christ, we ask that you give this heart so that we can love everyone.
因为你愿意万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
Because you want everyone to be saved, you don't want anyone to perish.
因此你把福音的使命当初给了使徒。
That's why you give this great commission to the disciples.
今天也借着你圣经的话语，再一次在每一个世代中间给了我们这些神的儿女。
Lord, we also know that you have given this commission to every generation of Christians.
当我们再来你面前思想的时候，
So when we come before you and meditate upon this,
求你把你的大爱浇灌在我们里面。
Lord, we ask that you pour this great love upon us.
好叫我们爱人爱灵魂。
So that we can love all people and love their souls.
不仅我们爱弟兄姊妹，
Not only that we love brothers and sisters,
我们也爱所有的世人。
We love everyone in the world.
并且叫我们遵守你的命令，
that we can follow your commandments.
往普天下传扬你的真理。
We can go to the ends of the world to preach your gospel.
叫神的福音得以广传。
So that your gospel can be spread far and wide.
叫许许多多那些当熟的庄稼能够收到你的仓里。
So that the ripe harvest can be harvested into your barns.
直到我们在你的国里一同享受你的荣耀。
So that we can all enjoy your glory in your kingdom.
听我们祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's holy name.
昨天我们讲到这个福音的使命，神给了每一个世代的每一个教会。
Yesterday we talked about this great commission that Jesus has given to each and every generation of Christians.
所以我们必须在神的面光中间，在圣灵的能力里面，每一个人，每一个教会，在每一个世代得着这个负担。
So every church, every nation, and every generation has to have this calling, this burden.
我们因此能够继续福音的使命。
So that we can continue the Great Commission.
今天我要讲的题目就是中国教会在福音的拆船上面所有做继承跟继往将来的工作，
today,
继往开来的工作。
Today we want to talk about the Chinese Church. How can we continue on with this Great Commission?
前几个礼拜我们刚刚才很多人看电视看见澳洲的世运会完毕了。
Last few weeks, we have watched TV and we watched the Olympics in Australia.
每四年一次在世界各地有奥运会。
Every 4 years, we have an Olympics.
大家都知道那个火炬一刚开始开幕典礼的时候，那个火炬要从上一个奥运会结束的地方把它点上，一路有人带着，一路在奔跑，传到新的世运会的地方。
We're all very familiar that this torch has to depart from the site of the previous Olympics and has to be handed to the new site of the new Olympics.
而且到了这个世运开始的第一件事情就是要点燃圣火。
And the first thing before at the opening ceremony is to light this torch.
理论上这个火是应当永远不熄灭的。
In theory, this light can never be extinguished.
只是我不晓得这个如果是从这里到澳洲一定要经过海。
But I know that from here to Australia, you have to go through an ocean.
不晓得他们是坐船还是坐飞机的。
I don't know whether they're in an aeroplane or on boat.
如果坐飞机的话，我不知道这个火怎么能够扑灭哈。
But if you were on the aeroplane, I don't know how this light can be not extinguished.
把它放在一个小小的蜡烛上面就可以。
Maybe you put it in a tiny little candle.
在理论上面它应当不熄灭。
Theoretically, it could never be extinguished.
我们说这个火一直不断地传下去。
So this fire goes on and on.
今天差传也应当是这样。
Today mission work should be like this.
每一个世代应当继续不断地传扬耶稣基督的真道。
Every generation should continuously be preaching the truth of Jesus Christ.
但我想的这个题目讲到中国教会在宣教事业上的兴传的时候。
When I'm thinking about what the work of the Chinese church in mission work, how do we continue on?
当然我可以想到巨观、宏观 microscopic.
So I can look at the microscopic or the grand scale.
如果我们从1807年马里逊来到中国传福音开始
，If we start looking from the year 1807 when Morrison came to China.
当然，他不是第一个来到中国的宣教士。
Of course, he was not the first missionary to enter China.
但是基督教来讲，他应当算是第一个。
But from the viewpoint of Christianity, he should be the first missionary. Protestant church, he should be the first one.
从1807到现在快要200年了。
From 1807 until today is almost 200 years.
我说从宏观来看，宣教士，西方的教士的确把福音的这个责任交在中国人手里了。
From the microscopic scale, the Western missionaries have given this torch to the Chinese church.
这就是我查查他们的资料，最早马里森来到中国的时候，1807，他那个时候是二十几岁，二十五六岁。
If you look up when the time when Morrison came to China in 1807, he was in his 20s.
你知道他活到几岁吗?
Do you know how long he lived?
他不过活到52岁。
And he died when he was 52.
的确在那个时候经过相当大的艰苦。
Actually, he had encountered a lot of difficulties during his life.
他甚至没有办法到中国的本土。
It was very difficult to enter the mainland of China.
他只有一个人暂时的有机会溜到广州。
He could only have the opportunity to go to Guangzhou.
他虽然不愿意在东印度公司工作。
Even though he did not really want to work for the East India Company.
因为那个公司是以赚钱为第一的目的。
And because for this company, the company's goal is to make money.
对中国人并没有什么太多的好处。
And really, they did not want to benefit the Chinese people.
宣教士明白这个事情。
Missionaries, they understood this.
但是没有办法不在东印度公司委身做一个工作。
But he could not help it, but he had to take a job with the East India Company.
因为那里他可以合法的有地方居住。
Because that was the only way he could legally reside in China.
他虽然在那里做一点秘书翻译的工作。
So even though he worked in the company and a little bit of translation work,
他有一点机会就做一点福音的工作。
He had an opportunity to work to preach the gospel.
马里森所结的福音果子不多。
The fruit of his missionary work was not abundant.
我们只有记录知道头一个信主的中国人叫做蔡高。
We know the first Chinese Christian, his name is 蔡高。
但他的下落如何，并没有人追踪。
We did not know what happened to him.
但是马里森做了一件非常重要的工作。
But he did a very, very important piece of work.
就是一再的呼吁，叫英国差遣更多的宣教士来到中国。
Because he kept calling the Great Britain to send missionaries to China.
他后来本人有一次跟着英国的使者到北京，要去到北京去。
Once he went with the ambassador from Great Britain to Beijing.
但是因为你知道这些使节们不肯向我们的皇帝跪拜。
Because that you know that these ambassadors from the Western countries, they did not want to kneel down to the Chinese emperor.
所以他空手就白白去了一趟北京，回来并没有达成任何宣教的任务。
So he went to China in vain. He could not do any of his mission work.
可是他却呼吁了许多人到中国传扬福音。
But he could call a lot of other people that to come to China to do mission work.
其中有一个人叫做米连 Mill, William Mill.
One of them, his name is William Mill.
米连这个马里森的工作主要做一点文字的工作。
Most of Morrison's work is in literature.
他写了第一本华英字典。
He translated, he did the first Chinese-English dictionary.
对以后来中国的外国这个英国人有很大的帮助。
And it was really helpful to the British people that came to China after him.
还在马六甲那里设立了一个学校。
And he also started a school.
他马来克马马六甲在印尼那里。
He started a school in Indonesia.
那是因为他所能找到最好、最靠近中国的一个基地。
And because that is the closest place to China that he could set up.
他跟着他来的米莲呢
？The person that came after him, Mills.
米莲是在马六甲英华书院的第一任校长。
And he was the first principal of this school that was set up by Morrison.
他也懂得印刷的技术。
And he knew about printing.
所以开始很多英文字的工作。
And so they started a lot of work in literature.
他在那里开始第一份中文的新现代报纸一个期刊。
And they started the first Chinese either magazine or newspaper there.
所以对中国这个对于西方教育的西方的认识有很大的贡献。
So he had a lot of contribution to the Chinese understanding of Western culture.
米莲一共只有活到37岁。
Mill, he only lived to
37.
These missionary wives, they could not join their husbands because the Chinese culture, they did not like to have the wives with the men. So these men, they have to desert their wives and they had to come to work in China by themselves.
米莲的太太过世以后 他的儿子也死了他非常悲伤所以37岁就过世了。
Mill, his wife passed away, his child also passed away. He was very, very saddened by it, so he died when he was 37.
但是米莲传福音带一个人得救这个人成为中国的第一个传道人。
But Mill, he had one of the disciples of Mill's that he brought to Christ became the first Chinese preacher.
就是他第一个给他施洗的、受洗的这个人，他的名字叫做梁发。
He's the first person that he baptized. His name is 梁发。
我们从前读到他的历史，说梁发是一个印刷工人。
When you read about his history, 梁发 was a worker in printing press.
我不晓得是怎么样的准确，可能这个时候他是梁发在他们马六甲的印刷的地方帮助他做印刷的工作。
I don't really know the details. Maybe 梁发 was a worker in the printing press they have in Maluka.
在那个时候没有活字的印刷术。
In those days, you have the printing press, you don't have individual So on every page, you have to sculpt it.
有一天我忽然明白，梁发不是一个我们所讲蓝领阶级。
Well, I realized that 梁发 is not really a blue-collar working-class person.
因为他能够刻字，他一定是个知识分子。
Because he has to know the Chinese characters, and he has to sculpt it, so he has to be a learned person.
而且他如果能刻字的话，一定刻反的，他比我字写的好多了。
Because if you have to do the printing, you have to sculpt this word in the mirror image.
Yeah.
So it's harder to do.
You didn't tell them... He must be better than I. 大家有没有兴趣知道梁发的后人是谁呀、
啊、？Do you want to know who is who comes after 梁发？
梁发的后人有没有人做过追踪啊？到底梁发第一个传道人，他的后裔如何呢
？Do you know because 梁发 is the first preacher, Chinese preacher, what happens to his descendants？
我在偶然一次机会里面遇见一位在 Houston 的一个姊妹。
I ran into a sister in Houston once.
她是一个退休的医生。
She was a retired physician.
这位医生也有相当的成就。
And this physician had a lot of accomplishments.
在她年轻的时候，在美国这里发明了小儿的卡介苗接种。
And when she was young, she worked with the BCG vaccination in this country.
前几年她才接受了一个大奖。
And a few years ago, she received a great honor.
也许你们医学界有人参加了。
Maybe some of you that are in the medical field have participated in this ceremony.
这位医生叫做许汉光教授。
And this, her name is Catherine Hsu.
Yes, you know her. 她是梁发的后人。
She was a descendant of this Liang Fa, the first Chinese preacher.
梁发的女儿嫁给了另外一位传道人，姓黄。
梁 Fa's daughter married another Chinese preacher, Mr. Wang.
因为梁发做了传道人之后，没有人要娶他的女儿。
Because when he became a preacher, nobody wanted to marry his daughter.
结果有一位福建来的传道人。
So that was a preacher from the province of Fujian.
也是找不到太太，因为没有人嫁给他。
Because he couldn't find a wife, because nobody wanted to marry a preacher.
就有人介绍梁发的女儿跟他认识。
So somebody introduced Liang Fa's daughter to him.
两人就结婚了。
And they got married.
一个人讲福建话，一个人讲广东话。
One person speaks Cantonese, the other person speaks Fukienese.
所以中国教会有很优良的传统，所有传道人就要两三种语言以上。
That's why the Chinese tradition is that the preacher has to speak many, many dialects.
这位黄牧师，他一共有九，一共有八代的子孙。
This Reverend Wang,
到现在有八代子孙。
From him until now is 8 or 9 generations.
除了刚才我讲许焕光是他们家的这个外姓的这个系统，是他的这个后裔之外。
Besides Dr. Catherine Schuger says one of their descendants.
有一位黄牧师是非常出名的。
And there is another Reverend Wang. He's very famous.
现在在 New Jersey 做牧师。
And he is a pastor in New Jersey now.
他从前在中华福音神学院做院长。
And he was the past principal or.
他们在他们家中九代。
And there are 9 generations.
八代出了九个传道人。
Oh, from the 8 generations, they have 9 preachers.
如果你不信的话，你可以去查查看。
If you don't believe in me, you can study that genealogy.
所以神实在是祝福梁发的后裔。
So God really blessed all the descendants of this Liang Fa.
今天我们不是讲一些个人的家谱历史而已。
Today we are not talking about only the genealogy of certain families.
我说从宏观上面，的确神真的在两百年中把福音的火炬交在中国教会的手里。
From the macroscopic point of view, we have seen that in the past 200 years, God has given the mission into the hands of Chinese churches.
因为的确是神的工作，神有他自己的办法。
Because this is God's work. God works in his own ways.
今天在研究宣教学上面有一个很重要的字，就是本色化 indigenous principle.
So when you're studying the field of mission, there is a principle called indigenous principle.
这个意思就是说，福音化文化系统中间。
The missionaries, they work very hard. They take the gospel from one culture to another culture.
但最终的目的，福音一定要在那个文化中间生根立基。
But the ultimate goal is that the gospel has to take root in that culture.
这个原则是非常重要的。
And this is a very important principle.
其实中国教会在1920年的时代已经开始明白这个本色化原则的重要。
The Chinese churches already understood the indigenous principle in 1920s.
虽然有很多的教会是跟西方来的这些宗会支派有关系的。
Even though a lot of Chinese churches have relationship with a lot of Western denominations.
但是也有很多的教会是本色化的教会，它很难追寻到它原来各个宗派的根。
But then at the same time, there are a lot of Chinese churches that do not have a Western denomination.
今天早晨在中美团契中间，我遇见一个年轻人，一对夫妇告诉我说，他愿意相信有神，却不愿意加入教会。
This morning at the American Chinese Fellowship, I met a young couple, and they wanted to believe in God, but they do not want to join a church.
其中有一个原因是说，他说他不喜欢各个的宗派。
One of the reasons is that they do not like denominations.
所以我们基督徒也很小心。
So as Christians, we have to take caution.
可惜我们有时间跟他讲这些宗派的历史。
So I had an opportunity to explain to them about the history of denominations.
我知道有一定的程度上面，许多人对宗派当年传福音的这个方法不尽表赞同。
Because I know that some people would not agree with the method that some of these denominations preached the gospel in those days.
就好像保罗在腓立比书里面所说的。
It's just like Paul, the way he says in the letter to the Philippians.
他说有人传福音是出于嫉妒，有些人纷争，有些人加增我患难的捆锁。
Because he said that some people, they, when they preach the gospel, they are from jealousy, from the viewpoint, and they add to my sufferings.
但是保罗最后怎么结论呢？
But what was God? What was Paul's conclusion?
他说我还要欢喜，因为福音终究总是传开了。
But he said that I have to rejoice because gospel is being spread regardless of what happened.
昨天我遇见在这里有一位姊妹跟我讲起有一个宣教的团体。
Yesterday evening, I met a sister here, and she mentioned to me about a mission organization.
这个宣教的团体写了一本书。
And this mission organization wrote a book.
作为传福音的一个基础的方法
and the fundamentals of how to preach the gospel
这本书中文有翻译叫做稳固根基
and the Chinese,
中文叫做、firm foundation
firm foundation yeah the English、there's a Chinese translation of the book the firm foundation
这本书的翻译跟我也有一点点关系所以我知道它的来龙去脉
I have a little bit of relationship with this book, so I understand where it came from.
但是这个 New Tribe Missionary 的这个特别的点是什么呢？
What is the important point of this new missionary?
就是他们很快的把传福音的责任交给当地新信主的人。
And their point is immediate, very quickly, they will give this mission of the Bible, of the mission work to the local church.
这就是本色化的那个原则的应用。
And this is the application of the indigenous principle.
怎么样做法的呢？
How do you carry it out?
他们一开始就讲解圣经给人听。
At the beginning, they'll teach you about the Bible.
从神的创造开始。
From the creation of God.
亚当的堕落。
The falling down of Adam.
亚当挪亚的洪水。
And Noah's flood.
讲到亚伯拉罕的信心。
And talk about the faith of Abraham.
讲到神的拣选，一路这样下来。
Talk about how God chose us.
讲到以色列人出埃及。
Talk about the Exodus.
在这些教导中间，他们很快就看见什么叫做救赎。
From all these teaching, they'll very, very quickly learn what is the Savior.
而且他们立刻能够了解到，我们这些人也是一样需要救赤。
And immediately they'll learn quickly, they'll understand quickly that we also need the Savior.
那么所以这个教导的方法，当他第一次应用在那些新信徒听见福音人身上之后呢
？So this is the way of teaching. They apply this to these new believers.
他们说我们另外村庄有很多朋友好不好你去跟我们一起传福音你好不好你去传福音
So they said, well, you know, we have a lot of friends in the other villages. Can you go with us and preach the gospel to them?
所以他们就去了。
And then they go.
但是不是自己去的。
But they don't go by themselves.
这些人带路去的。
And these new believers, they take them along.
其实也有一个好处就是去的时候他们把这些新信主的人带去了。
This is a good way to do it because when they go to these other villages, they take along the new believers.
他们也坐在那里听他们怎么讲给刚刚新信主人听。
And then they'll listen to how they are talking to the new believers.
所以这里有两次的机会，他重新听一遍他已经接受的福音。
So there's two opportunities. They listen to it twice, the gospel that they already received.
这些是发生在 Papua New Guinea 的地方的事情。
And this happens in Papua New Guinea.
等到他们第二个村庄信主以后，说我们还有第三个村庄，你能不能再去？
After the second village have accepted Christ, then they said, there's a third village, could you go?
所以这个宣教士就在第一个村庄信主的人跟第二个村庄信主的人到第三个村庄去。
So the missionary would take the people from the believers from the first village and the people from the second village, all together they go to the third village.
但这一次去的时候就不一样了。
But something different happens.
那个宣教士告诉他说，这次我不讲，你去讲。
The missionary says, this time I am not speaking, you guys are speaking.
叫第一个村庄人讲给第二个村，第三个村庄人听。
So the people who are speaking are the people, the new believers from the first village.
第二个村庄人在那听见。
The second village, the believers from the second village would listen.
他们又听见，重新听一遍，他们第一次听过的。
They listen once again what they have already heard.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一个最好的方法。
Brothers and sisters, this is the best method.
因为我们刚才读到提摩太后书二章二节，保罗在这里教导提摩太。
Because when we just read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, this is how Paul has taught Timothy.
弟兄姊妹，这里保罗讲什么？他说你在许多人见证人面前听见的，你要交托那个忠心、那个教导别人的人。
Here Paul tells them that what you have heard in front of these witnesses, you have to entrust it to these reliable men.
弟兄姊妹们，这里有几代的基督徒啊。
Brothers and sisters, how many generations of Christians are here?
你们听见没有？这里几代的基督徒啊。
How many generations of Christians?
有几代？
How many?
一代，两代。
One, two.
三代。
Three.
几代。
How many generations?
How many generations?
How many generations?
One generation.
One.
Okay, 有没有比第一代多的
？Any more?
三代。
Three.
还有呢
？Three generations. How many?
赞成三代的举手。
Raise your hand if you think that three generations.
赞成两代的举手。
If you think that two generations, raise your hand.
有没有发现这里有四代？
Did anybody realize that what Paul has talked about here is four generations of Christians?
我们算算看啊。
Let's count.
这封信是谁写的
？Who wrote this letter?
保罗写的。
Paul wrote this letter.
写给谁啊
？Who did Paul write this letter to?
写给谁
？Who did Paul write this letter to?
提摩太。
Timothy.
他告诉提摩太做什么事情
？He told Timothy to do what?
你要交托。
You have to entrust it out.
交托给谁啊
？Who did you trust it to?
这里没有名字。
No names.
但是受交托的人是第三代啊。
But those people that he trusts into, this is the third generation.
然后交托的这些忠心的人怎么样？去教导谁啊
？After he entrusted to these faithful people, what do they do?
交托第几代？教导第几代？
And they have to teach what?
第四代。
They have to teach the fourth generation.
所以这里我叫它四代的原则。
And this is the principle of the four generations.
保罗怎么懂得四代的原则的呀？
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。